Sheen, and yeah, we're down to our final report here. The convention got on the way at 2:15, and what, 3 hours later, we're almost completed. We're down to the last report. It's the Fixture Planners report, and Terence McGinley and Edward Malloy are the members of that report, and Terence is just giving his report here and telling delegates that, well, they don't really have any involvement in fixtures in Donegal and never had over the last 5 or 6 years. But the latest news on the election front, and I suppose it was the one contest that we were waiting for here, and the only contest this afternoon, that was for the vacant Ulster Council position. And I can tell you that Donegal will be represented on the Ulster Council next year by PJ McGowan, the outgoing Ulster Council representative, and by St. Michael's Club chairman Liam McElhinney. He will replace Pat Conaghan, who stepped down after 5 years in the job and had to go under GAA rules. There was a four-way contest for the Ulster Council, and Brendan Kelly and Dennis Ellis were the other candidates. But after PJ McGowan was elected on the first count, there was 163 votes in all, 4 spoiled votes, and the quota was 54. PJ McGowan exceeded that, getting 78 votes on the first count. Lee McElhinney received 31, Brendan Kelly 38, and Dennis Ellis 12. And then on the elimination of the second count, Liam McElhinney rose to 47, Brendan Kelly received 43, and Dennis Ellis to 15. So with the elimination of Dennis Ellis, Liam McElhinney came one short of the quota on 53 votes. Brendan Kelly got 48, but as the returning officer, Liam Ward, says the difference between them and the... It was decided that certainly Liam McElhinney was going to be appointed. So that's another new face now on the executive. Liam has been on minor boards before. So we're going to have two new faces. That's Conor McDermott, of course, who was elected earlier. He's the new coaching officer. And we have now got Liam McElhinney joining PJ McGowan on the Ulster Council. And that's about it. We're about to wrap up here shortly, and we'll have a final wrap up for you just before you go off at 5 to 6.
Okay, many thanks to Tom Comack. So that's the state of play at the county.